Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
My blood work with my doctor is the best it's ever been, all my numbers, and this is the only supplement I take now. Whatever I'm doing, he said, keep it up.
We're landlords, and I have about 3 people moving in, and it's been very strenuous, but I have the energy to do it, thanks to, Balance of Nature.
My blood work has been getting better and better every 6 months, and I have no explanation for it other than I'm taking a Balance of Nature. All the numbers are always changing for the better, every blood test.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Bar. Have you ever listened to a progressive liberal and thought, the wheel is turning, but the hamster is dead? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
My question to you is, if you are elected, you would be Massachusetts' first female senator.
I would be.
Would you be Massachusetts' first Native American senator?
I would be their first senator, so far as I know, who has Native American heritage.
Assume then that that's the fact, that you're 1/32nd.
No, that doesn't tell you. Don't do that.
Well, why shouldn't I do that? But that is
because,
the fact,
no,
is it not?
No, it is not.
Why not?
It's not about the number. There are lots of people who
Forget
are not
number.
Enrolled in tribes.
Forget the number. You.
But can you put this issue to bed and tell us whether or not you are, in fact, a member of a minority group?
So, middle-class families are getting hammered. I've been out talking to people about this all across the Commonwealth.
Oh, Lizzie Warren, you little
liar.
Indigenous, non-specific Native American, you. It's not about the number, okay? It's just not about the number, because the number is zero. Just don't look at the number. It's not about the number. You got to love Lizzie. You got to love Lizzie. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. How are you today? Uncle Milty, how are you?
I'm good.
You sound good. Go to the Kate Daly Show on katedalyradio.com. You can get all the podcasts. Yesterday's Allison Armstrong show on relationships. Make sure you listen to that with your spouse or significant other. Let me tell you how helpful that is. There's also a 3-minute podcast about what you can do tonight to help your relationship. If you want to make a total difference tonight, I suggest you listen to that 3 minutes on katedalyradio.com. Just go to the bottom of the homepage and you'll see that there. I tell you what, it'll make a huge, huge difference in your relationship tonight. She's giving you something that you could do tonight. Isn't that fantastic? I mean, honestly, it will make it the biggest difference in the world. You've been married a long time.
Just 40 years.
Yeah, just 40 years. No experience under his belt or anything. And I'm sure that you probably, listening to Allison, you could definitely resonate with what she has to say about exactly when you get home what to do to solidify a fantastic evening for you and your spouse. So that's on podcast. And go to Balance of Nature. Make sure you're getting that for you and your family. It is really a fantastic supplement that you will love. And I'm telling you, it is awesome. It is. It's great. And I'm loving it. The energy I feel. I'm sleeping better. You'll notice a difference in about a week or two. And you'll notice that your skin feels better. You don't feel bloated. You feel like you can just feel it. More energy. You're more alert. Your eyes are clearer. Your hair is better. Everything's better. I'm telling you, this is such a great supplement, and you got to have a supplement. So take that one. Balance of Nature. You can get $25 off if you just put in the code KATE. I mean, save some money, get it. It's already affordable. It's amazing. Go to Balance of Nature and look at all the fruits and vegetables that are dehydrated down into capsule form that you just throw back a few of those every day. You're on your way. So easy. 15 seconds. And you're ensuring your health. Balanceofnature.com. Put in the code KATE. So happy Non-Specific People Day. The very non-specifics that came over to this country, that we're so grateful for the non-specifics, because I don't even care what they were because it doesn't matter. And we have the nonspecifics that were here and we have the nonspecifics that came over. So we're all nonspecific. I just want to celebrate all of us, not just the indigenous, all of us as nonspecific human beings.
Are you sure you want to be that specific?
I really am. I really am, because I want to celebrate our nothingness. And I, you know, you take away from the Native Americans their own heritage. And really, that's what it is to me. They actually have the anti-bias education, which means instead of even talking about them as Native Americans and their culture, what we're basically doing now is just giving it this fluff name. And then maybe, I don't know, the kids in school just have a parade where they wear fun hats. It doesn't even matter which non-specific hat you wear. You could just whatever. You could put a cone on your head. Nobody cares. That's the kind of stuff they're doing in schools, too, across the country that says, see, it don't matter. You just wear what you want because it's just non-specific whatever people day. And, you know, Columbus Day is Columbus Day. I don't, you know, we have all these days. We have all these holidays. And I feel like we just don't care anymore. It's just the non whatever day.
Yeah. I don't like your reference to cone heads.
I don't like my reference to cone heads. You can wear AstroTurf on your head. You can do whatever you want, I guess, in these cute little parades. It doesn't even matter. And that's what they're trying to teach the kids is don't ever talk about anybody in specific form. I don't know. What's the message?
There is no message.
Indigenous People Day? Okay.
The message is there's no such thing as individuality.
Yeah.
You all belong to some kind of a group.
Yeah. Yep.
And each group has its own special set
Right. Yeah, you're right. And that Christmas is just a happy holiday, nothing specific for Christians. No. It's just getting to me. And I've had 8 years of radio where every Christmas that's come up and this has come up and the lowering of history and statues and we have to just be a blob. Which reminds me, there's a high school there in Ohio, Milford. Oh, Milford. Milford, what are you doing? They decided to get rid of the king and queen for homecoming.
Yep.
You know, the standard king of homecoming and queen of homecoming that's been around for the ages because, you know, men and women, two genders. Well, they wanted to go genderless blob. So we go genderless blob, nonspecific person. And now we have what, Uncle Milty? What did they vote in?
They now call them just the homecoming royalty. So it doesn't matter, well, boys, girls.
That points to classes, though. I mean, we're saying royalty. We should just really, if we're going to go all the way, let's go all the way. No gender, no class.
Oh, no.
That's what the left wants.
No, that's not true. The left wants two classes, the slaves and the elite. So instead of homecoming royalty, maybe they should call them the homecoming elites.
Maybe so. We could get a great lesson here in communism.
Mm-hmm.
Or just homecoming something or other. I don't know. You fill in the blank. 888-673-1450. If we have to do away with everything, so we're all just a blob of continuous fluidity in gender and nonspecific anything. So they made these two girls. Which I was just talking before the show with Uncle Milty and someone from my community. And we were just talking about the fact that when you're a transgender, even, okay, you're transitioning from what, male to female?
Maybe.
When you transition from male to female, do you want to just be known as a blob, a superfluous fluid blob? Or do you want to be a female? Are you striving to be a female? Heels, makeup, hair, the whole nine yards. I'm pretty sure that they want to be known as a female because they don't want to be male anymore or vice versa, right? They go through an awful lot. And I'm talking even surgery to get there. So in trying to overshoot to go to the genderless fluidity blob, we are now even telling transgenders, who I even think part of this was for them, right? We're going, well, you know, you're not exactly a female or a male. Now you're just genderless fluid. Fluidity squared. This is what you are now. So now we're even going so far past the mark that now even in a homecoming court, this is voted by the peers. This is now female, what? Female dog, what? Female mascot, female, male.
You're using gender pronouns.
What is it again? I always forget. There's like 28 different genders or 102. I always forget how many that they made
up. There's
two
genders.
And they don't have any vowels. It's just a bunch of consonants.
There's only
two
genders.
Okay. Okay. So whatever. So why do they even have it anymore? So two girls won the homecoming queen. Well, we can't even say that. They just won, I guess, most votes, right?
So they won. The whole court, too.
Okay. Yeah. So
they
then
the court.
What are they then?
Well, that's like, you know, the other genderless people that are
almost elites. So they have less gender fluidity than the others.
They're the...
I just wonder what we're voting for.
No, they're genderless also. Okay. They're just the court.
Yeah, okay.
And so you have the homecoming royalty and then the court, or you could call the court the brown nosers.
Brown.
Yeah. And that, to the royalty.
Okay. So. Or just didn't get enough votes. Popular, but not really
not
popular.
Quite, yeah.
Not quite cutting
popular.
It. Okay. So the not quite cuttings it with the, of course, they cut it. They cut the grade for the two of the most popular votes. It's just getting so confusing.
I will say this, though.
Yeah.
If you have two female royalty members or two male royalty members, if you do it in this way without gender separation, you have a lot bigger chance of creating more homosexuals that way.
Well, not creating it. It's just that you'd want a sign saying we're not lesbians.
But what if they're thrown together and they start saying...
I don't know.
Perfectly normal.
Because I think in the past, if somebody was voted queen and they were lesbian, nobody cared or nobody said anything. They were just voted in. If somebody was gay and they were a guy and they were voted king, nobody cared. He was just voted in. And so, but now with two kings or two queens, you're almost going to want to have like a plant separate you on stage. So if you weren't gay, you would probably want the audience to know that we're not a couple. I mean... It's getting really confusing out there, folks.
You know, the whole thing is so strange to me because every time I was voted king, I turned it down.
Yeah, okay. I believe you. I believe you. So the poor not cuttings it and the other ones that cut above the grade and got the most votes. So they should just say, I got the most votes, and then have the next person say, then I got less than her with an arrow.
You
and then the girl next
her.
To her, I got less nope. than that you, person,
you're
right?
You're saying her.
Okay.
You can't say her.
I'm just wondering what
them.
We're supposed to say.
Them.
Okay.
I got less than them.
So it could be anything. I mean, you could even nominate the lamppost, and then the lamppost wins with the girl that won, I guess. Or, I don't know, a package of donuts. I mean, I used to eat donuts for snack all the time. I remember getting those chocolate donuts. You could just vote that in. I mean,
like
it doesn't really matter.
The powdered sugar ones? Not the chocolate.
Well, I don't know. I'm a fan of chocolate.
Yeah, but it got all over your
See,
teeth.
Right here, we're already forming a new poll, and then, you know, you get voters, and then the voters vote in the donuts. I mean, I would just want to do a package of donuts as the winner. Everybody loves donuts. Nothing controversial about that. No gender involved. So fluid, maybe the race card. They're turning math into the racist card in Seattle. So maybe race. I don't know.
I'm surprised they just didn't do away with homecoming altogether.
Well, I know. Why don't they call it Indigenous People? I mean, if you, homecoming. Where's home? I mean, obviously, we have a problem with them even identifying home.
Right.
Indigenous coming. I don't know. Non-specific coming. There we go. Be right back on. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show. The Kate Daly Show.